We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Well, all righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our home base, studio station, South Point Studios, and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in the gaming capital. We welcome you to the show, and we welcome all of our other listeners on all of the different platforms that we have, like our radio stations here in town, in case you're running around getting your last-minute shopping done for the big day tomorrow. And, of course, we are here at Sports Talk 1400 AM in Las Vegas, 107.1 FM. Of course, it is the home for the play-by-play of the USC Trojan football team and the Rams NFL football teams as well. And we welcome you to the show if you're listening through there. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, got them all. And, of course, iPhones, Androids, and the Google phones, we got you covered, too, with the apps. You just go to the App Store and get your KSHP app to listen to us through the radio station and the YouTube app to watch and listen to us on the YouTube app on your devices. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well, including all of those of you who listen to our podcast through Spotify. We are at Spotify as well, amongst all the other podcasting sites. So we welcome you however, wherever, whenever. All right, we're getting into the Thanksgiving week. Of course, tomorrow will be Thanksgiving Day, and we will have a show here. There will be limited racetracks available tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. As a matter of fact, 5 racetracks total. They include Churchill Downs, the Fairgrounds, Gulfstream Park, Laurel, and Woodbine will be running tomorrow. Today we have 9 tracks on our menu, and then after you stuff yourself with your stuffing and all of the goodies that go with the Thanksgiving dinner, and of course, I would imagine a very brisk conversation over the dinner table this year anyhow, you can settle in for a little football, and then of course tomorrow, starting on Friday through the weekend, there'll be a huge bevy amount of stakes races. Today, we're starting it off today with 7 stakes races overall. Parks Racing has 4 stakes races on its card today. Penn National has 3. And on Thursday, we'll have 4 stakes races overall between 2 at Churchill, 1 at Fairgrounds, and 1 at Gulfstream. And then it starts beefing up over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, there will be 8 major stakes races on hand. Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Del Mar will have a stakes race. Churchill Downs will have 2. And Laurel Park will have 3. On Saturday, 16 stakes races across the country. Aqueduct, Fairground, Pleasanton, 2 at Gulfstream, 2 at Laurel, 2 at Woodbine, 3 at Del Mar that gets the Turf Festival into high gear, and 4 at Churchill Downs that includes the Kentucky Jockey Club and the Goldenrod, which are for the 2-year-olds, the Goldenrod for the 2-year-old fillies, the Kentucky Jockey Club for the 2-year-olds. And this, of course, is the first glimpse that everybody's going to take a look at and measure for next year's Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks. That happens on Saturday. And then on Sunday, well, we're just back to regular good old racing after the big, big panacea of racing that will be conducted starting today and going through Saturday. So that's the way it lays out as far as horse racing. Of course, you know, you got a whole bunch of football. With the college football, pro football, the Pro 3 tomorrow. On Black Friday, you have a NFL game, and of course, on Sunday as well, and then college football as well. We want to remind all of you out there that are watching right now on YouTube, the spot you're at on YouTube, Sports by the Book. You're going to have some special shows for all of the football games coming up this weekend. As a matter of fact, on Friday and Saturday, we will be leaving our spot here a little bit earlier, a couple of minutes earlier, to make way for the big 2 shows on Friday and Saturday for Sports by the Book. So if you have any inkling whatsoever or thoughts about taking in a little bit of the football action, make sure you stay right here for Sports by the Book. Sports by the Book, by the way, today will start at 9 a.m. here where we're at. So I want to remind you all about that. All right, let's take a look at some of the stuff that's happening. First of all, on this big Thanksgiving weekend, it's going to be one of the highest traveled weekends ever. Nearly 80 million people are going to travel at least 50 miles or more to get to Grandma's house, I guess, over the hill and through the dale, to get some good old Kentucky, good old turkey, I should say. Well, in Kentucky they will, but get us some good old turkey. And at 18.3 million are going to use the airports around the country. The highest volume a day is going to be on Sunday when people return from the holiday. About 3 million people will be at the airport. So if you're taking air travel, you got to be patient. You just got to be patient out there. It's going to be massive crowds. The FAA staffing shortages as far as the air traffic controllers and weather conditions are going to cause delays at the airports. Just make sure you have got the state of mind that it's going to be delayed because of those things, because the weather is not going to be good if you're traveling in the Northeast. And motorists, the best time to travel for motorists will be Sunday before 8 a.m. or after 7 p.m. on Monday evening if you're traveling. Now, I know here in Las Vegas, it becomes a big weekend as soon as everybody's done with dessert on Thanksgiving Thursday. They make their way up here to Las Vegas for a big, just a cornucopia of great events and great, games, etc., racing here in Las Vegas. So we're going to have a full house here as well. So everybody out there, just be patient and enjoy your family, your friends, and the Thanksgiving weekend, okay? And we're going to be right here in the studio helping you out as far as horse racing is concerned. But keep that in mind. But it's going to be a big travel weekend. As far as the weather, I'm sure everybody knows by now that that big front with rain and snow, etc., in the northwest, snow in Washington, Idaho, Oregon, parts of northern California and northern Nevada got dumping of snow, and it's going to keep going its way through Colorado and Nebraska and Oklahoma, etc., right through and through the Midwest. Then it starts to get, between snow and rain. And then by the time it gets to the East Coast and the Northeast, and I'm talking about New York and New Jersey and up there in Maine, etc., it's going to be a lot of snow and rain as well. So everybody's got to stay patient and to keep calm. We know that the big Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City will probably be under rain this year. So I just want you to make sure of that. And, of course, racing at Aqueduct is going to also have off tracks at Aqueduct Racetrack as well. But all in all, it is Thanksgiving, and we should be thankful for all of the things that we have. Always look at that glass half full. All right? Taking a look at some of the stuff happening, they already took the entries for the Clark Handicap, the Hollywood Turf Cup, the Goldenrod, the Kentucky Jockey Club, and the Fall Highweight. We'll try to get into some of those races as they roll through with Jonathan Hardoon. There's a Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool that's starting this weekend. The Parimutuel National Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool, if you're looking for a little stocking stuffer for a horse player or two. And we will wait and see about that. As far as some of the top stories, the Turf Publicists of America Big Sport of Turfdom Award goes to Kenny McPeak. He wins the 2024 Big Sport of Turfdom Award allotted by the Turf Publicists of America, which I'm happy to be a member of. Kenny McPeak gets that, of course, for his outstanding work with both Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Lake and Torpedo Anna. Derby winners Mystic Dan. Mystic Dan is targeting the Malibu Stakes at Santa Anita on the day after Christmas, on the 26th of December. The Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will be pointing for the Malibu Stakes. And that, of course, by Kenny McPeak telling us about that. But he is the third trainer, to ever win the Kentucky Oaks with Torpedo Anna and the Kentucky Derby with Mystic Dan in the same year. Only two other trainers have done it. So he gets the Big Sport of Turfdom Award. Congratulations to Kenny McPeak for that. By the way, we're talking about jockeys moving their tack during the wintertime from their normal positions. How about Dylan Davis, who's the top jockey right there at Aqueduct? He's going to ride at Gulfstream Park. He's going down to Gulfstream Park for the championship meet that starts, I think it starts tomorrow. But the Gulfstream Park championship meet starts tomorrow at Gulfstream Park, and Dylan Davis is going to be there. He's going to start riding there after the 1st of January. He'll be in New York through the end of the year. And then he's going to go to Gulfstream Park starting on the 1st of January through the last day of March. So he'll be there January, February, and March riding at Gulfstream Park until the end of that championship meeting there. And it's a big move for Dylan Davis, I think, to go there after being so successful as far as his racing so far in New York. All right. And finally, as I say, four stakes races today at Parks, three at Penn National. And for the most part, we're getting ready for a big, big, big Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of racing around the country. Let's take a look at what happened over the weekend, because as I told you before, when we went on the final show on Sunday, there was big racing going on at both Zia Park and Mahoning Valley in the off days. So, yesterday at Zia Park, the stars of the day were Jose Ortiz and Steve Asmussen. They won three races as a team. They won the first of their three races in the Zia Park Sprint with Jackson Traveler. That horse paid $2.10 as the prohibitive odds-on favorite there. And then Todd Fitcher had a couple of winners. He won earlier in the card and then came back in the seventh race in the Zia Park Juvenile with Smash It with Alfredo Juarez aboard. That horse paid $2.10, so there was a lot of real filthy favorites that prevailed yesterday at Zia Park. Jorge Ortiz and Steve Asmund got their second win together in the Park Princess with a reliable source that paid $360. And then the $300,000 Zia Park Oaks was won by Valance. Valance with Luis Fuentes on the pace all the way and held off the big favorite in that race, Xena. Valance wins for Ty Garrett and pays $37.20. Xena was second. Under the Palms was third. And then the Zia Park Derby, the winner there was Dymatic. Jose Ortiz and Steve Asmussen's third win of the day rolled up along the rail and got the job done. Jockey trainer combination, three stakes races at Zia. Dymatic paid $11.40, outrunning Indispensable and Chivalrous, who finished third in that race. And then on Monday at Mahoning Valley, a lot of big stakes races there. The riding stars of that day were Flavian Pratt and trainer Tim Hamm. They won three races. They won earlier in the day in the second race with a $4 winner and came back in the Glacial Princess Stakes with Parlay paying $2.10, another filthy favorite for Pratt and Hammond. And then in the seventh race, the Rough Kitchenberg Memorial, the winner there, Casual Attire for Flavian Pratt and Timothy Hamm's third win together on the day. That winner paid $4 even. Distaff winner was Miss Arlington. The Cheryl White Memorial winner was Bendetta that paid $15 even. Jose Ortiz aboard for Steve Asmussen there. That was on Monday at Mahoning. And then Jose and Steve came back in the last race and won the Steel Valley Sprint, the $300,000 Steel Valley Sprint with Valentine Candy. So Jose Ortiz and Steve Asmussen won two stakes races, the two big races, and Mahoning Valley on Monday, and you already heard what happened on at Zia Park on Tuesday. So they had a couple of big days, those two together. That winner, Valentine Candy, paid $8.20, outrunning Maximus Meridus and World Record. World Record, a big favorite in that race with Flavian Pratt. On Monday at Zia Park, it was the New Mexico Classics Day, and on that day, Todd Fitcher had a couple of winners. Todd Fitcher, trainer Todd Fitcher, and Alfredo Juarez got together to win the Derby there with Tap Rock, paying $7.60. They came back in the Oaks and won with paying off my marker, for not only his Todd Fitcher's second race win of the day at 6:20, but Tracy Hebert had a big day. He had his third win in that race as well. Hebert also won the Distaff Sprint with Karina at 2:20, and the Juvenile with Holly Hank paying $3.80 there. And then wrapping up what happened Sunday at both Churchill, Del Mar, and Santa Anita quickly. At Del Mar on Sunday, winner of the Red Carpet Stakes was Mrs. Astor, Vince Chaminade, the winner there. Thanks to Jonathan Ardoon and Rich Eng, who both landed on this horse for us, paid $11.60 to win the Red Carpet, outrunning Forever After All and Marksman's Queen. And then Jerry Jackowitz came back with a winner in the eighth race for us with Epion. Epion with Kazuchi Kimura for Tim Yakteen paid $6.60. And his link-ups finished second and third, so he got credit for the dollar exacted that paid $7.60 and the 50-cent try that paid $13.40. Epion paid $6.60 for the win there. Juan Hernandez had three wins on the card Sunday at Del Mar. His third and final win came in the last race for Peter Urton at 7:20. Your pick six at Del Mar on Sunday paid $11,800 plus. And at Aqueduct on Sunday, Jose Lascano had a couple of wins, and so did Manny Franco. Manny Franco's winner in the ninth and final race, a $10 winner, was Jerry Jackowitz's pick at Aqueduct. So Jerry had both Aqueduct and Del Mar picks win on Sunday for us on the show. Heard on the street, that winner paid $10 even. And he also hooked up the link-ups with the exacta and a trifecta there. The dollar exacta paid $14.30. The 50-cent tried $22.50. Pick six was short at Aqueduct on Sunday. $733.50 there. Finally, at Churchill Downs, Brad Cox and Flavian Pratt got together for a winner, and Pratt had two wins on the card at Churchill, so he's riding at Churchill on Sunday, and see ya Monday and Tuesday. And I don't know where I'll wind up, but he's going to be someplace, I'm sure, today. Edgar Morales had a couple of wins as well at Churchill Downs, and the biggest prize winner of the day came in the seventh race for trainer Rusty Arnold, paying $53.02. And that's a kind of a wrap-up of what happened from the last time we talked to today. We have a lot to cover from today on, so we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we'll have Jonathan Hardoon with us, Rich Engel check in with a pick, and certainly John Lindo and maybe even Jerry J to give us a thought or two about how he'll handle the weekend with betting, etc. So we're just getting started on this Wednesday show, this eve of Thanksgiving. So get those turkeys stuffed and basted, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. So I want to remind everybody, too, today that, like we said, there's seven stakes races on tap today. Penn National and Parks Racing will have stakes races today. And there's going to be a mandatory payoff in the Pick 5 at Parks as well. Looking at the weather across the country, well, like the temperatures here in Las Vegas right now, it started out at 37 degrees this morning, but it's already 55 degrees. So we're going to warm up, but not that much warmer. We're going to top out at 60 degrees. If you're thinking and planning on coming up to Las Vegas for the weekend, as far as the weather outdoors, don't expect much more than clouds. I think all of that snow and that big front that went through the northwest is going to miss us. As far as here in Las Vegas, we'll get some clouds and some sunny weather in between, but the temperatures are going to be in the high 50s to low 60s in the daytime, and maybe into the high 30s and low 40s overnight. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race and sports books here in town, that's for sure. And as far as the temperatures around the country, oh my, we've got in Miami 80 degrees and sunny and beautiful. Wow. Tampa's 81. New York City's 55, getting ready for a lot of rain coming through there. And, of course, Chicago, 45, Kansas City, 43 with rain, etc. Phoenix, Arizona, 78, Southern California, L.A. is cloudy with 69 degrees. And, again, here at Las Vegas, we're going to get it up to 60 degrees. As far as the weather across the country, looks like that with the storm that's going through, a lot of rain is going to be going over the state of Kentucky, so we might have an off-track there at Churchill Downs. And, as I said, they're preparing for that bad weather to come through a little bit later on, and certainly through tomorrow on the Northeast. So here's the racing menu for today. Remember, we will remind you, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that at the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. So these would be the first post times rolled out in our race books. If you're listening on the multitude of platforms that we have in a multitude of different time zones, we'll just adjust the first post time from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. Nine tracks on tap. We begin with Parks Racing. Now, Parks Racing Pick 5 Jackpot Carryover is $43,283, okay? $43,283 in the Parks Pick 5 Jackpot Carryover today. Then we have the Fairgrounds. The Fairgrounds is not running today. Finger Lakes is the next track up. Finger Lakes has a first post time of 9:15 at Finger Lakes today. They have a mandatory payout in their pick six at Finger Lakes today. $2,167. It is a mandatory carryover and a mandatory payout today at Finger Lakes. First post time there at Finger Lakes is at 9:15. Then we go to Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:40. They have a super high five carryover, $3,192. That's at Tampa Bay today. Their pick six jackpot carryover is $2,548, and their first post time Tampa Bay is at 9:40. Then next we go to Mahoning Valley. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a first post time of 9:45 at Mahoning Valley with a small pick six jackpot carryover of $912. Again, first post time Mahoning Valley, 9:45. Next comes Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, 10 a.m. Pacific time at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has a big pick six jackpot carryover, $175,343 today at Churchill Downs in the pick six jackpot carryover. First post time is at 10 a.m. Then we go to Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise has a first post time of 11:40 at Turf Paradise today. Pick six jackpot carryover there, $2,462, 11:41st post there. And then we go to Delta Downs. Delta Downs has a first post time of 2:50 at Delta Downs. Penn National will kick in with their racing card. Remember, Penn National has three stakes races today. Parks, again, four stakes races. Penn National's first post time is at 3:15 at Penn National today. Super high five jackpot carryover, $1,421 there. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover, $64,256, and their first post time is at 4 p.m. And that is for today, the racing for today at around the country. And all I got to say is let me get to the I want to get to the stakes races for today. Today's stakes races. The Chocolate Town Stakes at Penn National is at a mile. The Susquehanna Valley Stakes is at also at a mile at Penn National. And the third stakes race at Penn National today is the Shamrock Rose at 6 furlongs. Parks Racing has four stakes races today. They are the Turkey Trot, the Let's Give Thanks, the Pennsylvania Nursery, and the Cornucopia. Four stakes races today at Parks Racing. So we're just starting it out with a lot of stakes races over this weekend. Let's go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, a happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners as well.
That's right. And some of the listeners out there believe we are turkeys, so not a problem there. In any case,
we've been called worse, Ralph.
Yes, we have. And sometimes as recent, real recently too, but in any case, you're looking forward to the big weekend of racing, no doubt. Churchill Downs, of course, going to have some nice stakes races. The Clark is going to be a goodie.
Yeah, they got a bunch of terrific stake races at Churchill on Saturday, and the whole weekend should really be terrific racing. Hopefully the weather on the East Coast, New York, and wherever, it stays good and dry, but it's not going to. We're going to get wet weather. Gulfstream opens their championship meet tomorrow. Dylan Davis decided to ship his tack down there starting the first of the year. Mixed reviews. Some people think he's crazy to do it. Some people think it's the right move. Who knows? We'll find out.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I know that his connections, because I was reading the story, his connections think that it's about time that he makes a move if he wants to get into the top echelon of jockeys. Yeah. And he's done all he can do at Aqueduct in New York. And they said that they have talked to several trainers who have some horses, I guess, coming from New York to stable down at Gulfstream. And they're going to give him a chance. I give him a shot to ride those horses. So maybe it is a good time for him to try it. I don't think it's going to be detrimental to his business or, his profession if he doesn't make it down there and goes back to New York.
I agree with you, Ralph. I mean, he has commitment from Clement and other trainers that are spending the winter there that they're going to give him a shot. Listen, he rides for them regularly in New York, so why wouldn't they use him over there? You know, he had a terrific Saratoga. I guess staying in New York in the winter is not a great thing if just from the weather. So why not go to Florida and give it a chance, like you said? You know what really annoys me, Ralph? What annoys me is days like Monday and Tuesday when they had big races at Mahoney and Zia Park. Did Flavian Pratt, Irad Ortiz, Luis Saez really have to go there and spend the day? How about giving the local jocks a shot? They have one day a year where they have big races. It's not changing Pratt's life or Ortiz's life if they go down there and win those races. But if you give the local jocks a shot, and they deserve it, they ride there all year round, why not leave something for them?
Well, you know, you got a point there, but then again, most of the horses that those jockeys went down to ride are not horses that are stabled there anyhow. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, shipping in.
You know, Asmussen sent a lot of horses in there, so he takes his jockey with him. Flavian Pratt, I will say, I don't know how many times he rides for that trainer Ham, but he won three races for that guy. So,
but Ham wasn't shipping horses in. Ham's horses were there for the most part.
You know? Right.
So why not give the little guy a chance? That's all I'm saying. If these guys win a million stakes a year, what do these little guys have to look forward to? Nothing. So one day a year, they'd have a shot. You know, they should have. Obviously, they'll never do it because they'll go and sue and you're preventing someone from making a living or whatever excuse they're going to use. But the track could certainly have some sort of rule. If you don't ride 20 races here during the year, you're not eligible to ride on those days. I don't think it's a bad idea, just my opinion.
And your opinion, this is Wednesday, so you got your soapbox there.
There it is.
There it is. Your Thanksgiving Eve soapbox.
But do you disagree with me, Ralph?
Well, you know, I can't. I'm okay either way because you know for example, a trainer or an owner has horses in those places. They have one shot or two shots maybe a year on a big day to really make a lot of money. You know, to make money for themselves. You know, their earnings. And if they think that a more polished jockey that is a jockey that rides maybe has more talent than the ones that they've been riding there, that they want to give themselves the best shot of making money. And so I could see that point. And I can also see the point of the guy who's there every day, you know, on a rainy Wednesday or et cetera, riding for you.
In the freezing winter. Yeah.
But at the same time, those guys are giving those little guys shots on those days, too, to ride. So they, you know, I mean, they are at least riding those horses then. And what would happen, you know, if they didn't give them a shot then? Where would those riders go? So there's a balance to be had there. I see the argument either way. But at this particular point in time, I really don't mind. Whatever way they go is fine with me. But all I can say is... The one thing I can say is some of those races, I mean, these horses were such filthy chocks that they laid over the fields.
You could put anybody, you could have put an exercise rider on half of these horses that paid $210 for Asmussen yesterday. That's, I mean, whatever.
All right, so whatever we have, we're going to go back to taking a look at the Clark Stakes real quick. I know that I surprised you with this because I know, but I'm just going through the field, and there are 10 horses in the race. And there's no really marquee type of horses that we've been watching in the handicap division really in this race for $600,000, except for the fact of maybe two horses, maybe two or three horses that we know, like, for example, Red Route 1, Rattle and Roll, Hit Show, who is one of the favorites in the race, Croupy, and, you know, in the races, so and Most Wanted for Brad Cox. So although it's not got a big marquee name, it's got a lot of good horses in this race that it's going to be a competitive race.
Yeah, it usually is. And, you know, let's see how it falls out. Honestly, I didn't even look at the race yet.
Yeah, right.
I guess when you'd throw me a curveball here, but I'll figure it out.
Oh, I know that. And like I said, I don't want you to do anything more than just assess the field that was going to be competitive. But there's not like a marquee type of horse. They're talking about a marquee horse, Derby winner Mystic Dan. Unusual that Kenny McPeak is going to go to California and actually start his four-year-old career. He'll still be a three-year-old on the 26th of December, but close enough to be a four-year-old. In any case, he resumes his racing career at Santa Anita in the Malibu on opening day there. Unusual, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that 7 furlongs also?
Yeah, the Malibu is a 7-furlong race.
So Mystic Dan will be cutting back in distance, and it's probably a good spot. Why not?
I can tell you this, that, you know, the Turf Riders, the National Turf Riders and Broadcasters Association, which I'm a member of, they tell us not to make our eclipse of votes until after opening day at Santa Anita, because some of the horses that are running in there could sway an eclipse vote one way or the other. And I guess maybe Mystic Dan is trying to cement a three-year-old of the year by winning that race.
I don't know. What, is he deserving? What race did he win other than the Derby? Did he win anything else?
What I'm saying is,
yeah.
He'll at least.
Plus he wins in Malibu, you mean?
He'll have that thought in the mind of some of the voters. All right. Yeah. Anyhow, let's get started. We need some winners. Come on. We need to. We got the turkey made, but we need all the dressings now, pal.
Let's look at the eighth race today at Churchill. It's 6.5 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 9 horse in here, Sister Kisses. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Genara Garcia barn, Edgar Morales aboard to ride. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. She's an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. I like her draw here, Ralph. She's going to get a great trip from out there. She's going to get first run. Number 9, Sister Kisses, wins today's eighth race out of Churchill.
And I think you're going to get every bit of that 6-1 because there are several other horses. It is a wide open event. The morning line maker made the favorite at 3-1. You got a 7-2 and a 9-2, and then 4-1, and then your horse is 6-1. What I'm saying is the morning line maker think it's going to be competitive. So I think we're going to get right around that 6-1 too, and we'll get them home a winner in the eighth race today at Churchill Downs, no matter what the weather conditions are, right?
No matter what, it goes.
Number 9, Sister Kisses. Sister Kisses, the 9 horse in the 8th race today at Churchill Downs. And Jonathan has a full sheet for Churchill Downs right now at his website. And we will talk to you tomorrow morning as your turkey is cooking in the oven.
Opening day at Gulfstream, their winter meet, their championship meet tomorrow.
Their championship meet, right. That starts.
What they're calling it. I don't know. 8 races for opening day on your championship meet.
Well, it's Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
We'll give them a pass on that. They'll get cranking. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Got it, my man. All right, coming up next is Rich Eng. Rich Eng is standing by. I know he's getting ready to baste his turkey as well. And we'll be back with Rich Eng and his thoughts. There's a lot of football happening this weekend. We'll lean on Richie. He's gave us he's on a win streak right now, so we'll keep it going. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Tunnel Stowers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere.
Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. And Richie, I am sure that your head is buried in all of those numbers and all of that handicapping, not only for horse racing this weekend, but a lot of football, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, I can't wait. Good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
The last weekend of the college football regular season is this weekend, and then we'll figure out who the 12 teams are going to be in the playoffs. The NFL has been wild, Ralph. Last Sunday was just incredible with some of the games that occurred in the NFL, the Monday night game, stuff like that. So it's really a lot of fun, and I tell you what, the college basketball season is really heating up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tall kids in Vegas this past week playing a tournament. So if you see someone hitting their head on the ceiling, it's probably a Jayhawk or a Kentucky Wildcat or somebody.
Yes, definitely. A lot of people may not realize, but we have a lot of college basketball tournaments during this time of the year. And, of course, at the end, when just before March Madness starts here in Las Vegas, and we do have them playing here in town. For Thanksgiving, that's for sure. Getting back to football, we got three big games tomorrow, so we're going to be leaning on you to get us some thoughts about the three NFL games tomorrow. Gosh, I remember back when, not too many years ago, we only had two games, but now we've got a Thursday night game, so the house will be full of the fragrances and the smells of good home cooking and a lot of action on the big screen TVs for football. And horse racing will be snuck in there, too, because it's always been a big day, Thanksgiving Day, at Churchill Downs, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. They serve a lot of turkey dinners. It's I heard you say over the weekend it's one of the most popular places in the country, actually, to go someplace to eat Thanksgiving turkey at the races there. And I'm old enough to remember, Ralph, the National Football League used to have one game on Thanksgiving Day, and it always used to be the Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions in Detroit.
Yep.
And I'm going back to the days of Bart Starr and Jim Taylor and guys like that. Those were fun football games outdoors.
It sure is. And Detroit and Green Bay still play on Thanksgiving Day, but now they host two other teams. And, of course, like I said, most recently they stuck a Thursday night, a third game on the evening on Thanksgiving Thursday the last couple of years. But we'll wait for tomorrow for that. In the meantime, we got some really neat stakes races going on at Parks Racing and Penn National today, and I know that you're going to go to one of those tracks for a pick for us today.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at one of the stakes at Parks. It's race number 6. It's the Turkey Trot. Gotta love a name of a stakes race like that, Ralph. Mm-hmm. In the race, I'm going to go in with a horse shipping in from Kentucky. The number 3, Warrior Johnny, 5-2 in the morning line. Philip Bauer, who's had a really good summer, Ralph, really good year training horses. He's really popped himself up into a top tier of trainers. But he shifts this horse in. This horse ran in an allowance race or optional claimer for $175,000.
Wow.
I think that field at Churchill was a lot tougher than the one he faces today. So let's go with the 3, Warrior Johnny in the 6th.
All right, the 6th race at Parks, the Turkey Trot. In that race, number 8, a horse called 7's 11, but it's number 8, has been scratched in that race. That'll leave a field of 7, and you like number 3, Warrior Johnny. Torres aboard for Bauer, a morning line at 5-2. And with this race being a stakes race and all that, it should pretty much hold that price, although it might knock down to maybe 2 or 8-5. But in any case, number 3, Warrior Johnny, is your selection in the Turkey Trot. One of the stakes races today at Parks Racing is the 6th race on the card there. And as I say, Richie, we will let you get back to work because there's a lot of handicapping to do over the next 4 days.
Yeah, I'll have a football pick Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll take a taste out of every day, Ralph.
All right, and I would have to say that the college football season, it's going to be real interesting how they get to the 12 this year. We know pretty much maybe how the top 6 will be, but the next 6 is going to be really something. I think that maybe some of the games that are left mean something, that's for sure.
Oh, well, absolutely, Ralph. You know, people who wondered how the 12-team playoff was going to affect the regular season, it has affected it very positively.
Yeah.
There was so much interest in these games the last couple of weeks and now coming up to the final regular season. So I consider it a huge success already.
Yep, and it's going to be a fun weekend, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with John Lindo in Southern California. Maybe Jerry Jackowitz. I know he's traveling today, so we'll wait and see if we can get a hold of Jerry. If not, so we got John standing by, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
And we are back on the Race Day Las Vegas Show for this Wednesday, your Thanksgiving Eve. I want to remind everybody that we'll be here as you're basting the turkey and getting it ready to cook in the oven. We'll be here at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, as we always are. And, of course, we'll be here throughout the weekend at the same time. I want to remind you that we have two big sports by the book shows coming up on Friday and Saturday. That's going to cover a whole lot of the great football action, both in college football and in pro football. That happens immediately after our shows on both Friday and Saturday. Today they'll start off the big broadcasts of covering all of those games today on the Sports by the Book show that starts at 9 a.m. right here where you're watching now. Gotta watch it. All right, let's go to Southern California. John Lendo standing by.
Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
John, I guess you're ready to get that turkey in the oven as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be weird. No live racing in Southern California on Turkey Day. So I guess we're staying home and watching a little football in the morning and get together with the family in the evening.
Now, John, everybody knows that on some days when Del Mar or Southern California isn't running and there are other racetracks that are, you do a special Lindo report. Are you planning on one for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, I've done the 12-race card at Churchill Downs for tomorrow. Good card over there, so we'll do Churchill tomorrow. I've got, obviously, Del Mar when they come back for closing weekend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll do the last five races also on that Churchill card on Saturday. It's an interesting card over there as well.
Yeah, they got all those stakes races coming up on Saturday. 16 big stakes races across the country on Saturday. Four of them will be in Kentucky at Churchill Downs. And most interesting will be the Kentucky Jockey Club and, of course, the Goldenrod for the two-year-olds and two-year-old fillies. While that Kentucky Derby Future Book Paramutual pool is open as well. So we'll wait and see what settles by Saturday there. But you'll have a Lindo report here at the South Point tomorrow for the special Thanksgiving Day racing program at Churchill Downs. Lindo report, of course, covers all the races, a suggested late pick for, and all the goody information. And then back with Del Mar. Del Mar, Friday is going to be the Hollywood Turf Cup. That'll be the seventh race on Friday at Del Mar. And I got to tell you, John, it's warm to the heart to see a full field of 11 going a mile and a half on the grass. No big horses from out of town except for maybe Truly Quality. Jonathan Thomas and Vincent Chamonix will ride there. But Phil D'Amato has a couple of nice horses in the race. It's going to be a good that's going to be a good betting race and a good marathon on the grass.
Yeah, scratch time was yesterday, and they did scratch number one, Rim Protector, who will run later on this weekend. So we've got a field right now of 10 scheduled for that race. It's a mile and a half, which they don't run that often at Del Mar. And like you said, the one shipper, Truly Quality, who comes off of a nice mile and a half win back east. And, you know, we've got a lot of the usual suspects. Cabo Spirit drops out of the Breeders' Cup turf, and he's back entered over the weekend, too, in a shorter race. So we'll see where he goes. But it's a good field, and keep an eye on Belnikoff in there. He's a horse that ran at Santa Anita last time. He hates that Santa Anita turf, so he gets back on footing. He's going to enjoy a little bit there. But these Southern California marathon horses, they kind of take turns, so we'll see whose day it is on Friday.
Well, you know for sure that Belnikoff, when you say keep an eye on him, you're going to keep an eye on him towards the back of the pack early. But what a closing charge this horse has when he puts it all together. He comes smoking at the end.
Yeah, he's a one-run horse, and he'll just sit back, and you just have to time it right. And he does like the Del Mar grass, so I would expect a lot better effort come Friday.
Now, John, we're getting into the last weekend out of Del Mar, and then we'll switch and go to Los Alamitos for their short winter meet. They're two weeks in December, their winter meet there, and their racing schedule is 3 or 4 days a week there.
Yeah, they go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They will start a week from this Friday, mm-hmm. Just 2 weeks over there, and then we'll have a dark week in Southern California, obviously before Christmas time, and then we'll kick off with Santa Anita as usual the day after Christmas.
And, of course, we'll be covering the Los Alamitos, not only meet with you and our regular handicappers, but, of course, Bob Mazursky will be back with us to let us know what's going on there. A couple of nice real stakes races in this December meet. That races that Bob Baffert seems to have a full Nelson on.
Yeah, there are four races in 6 days at Los Alamitos, but the 2 year-olds will be featured. You've got the Starlet the first Saturday, and Bob, like I say, Bob Baffert has a handle on these 2 year-old stakes races out there. And then the following Saturday on the 14th, it's going to be the Los Alamitos Futurity. And he tends to dominate that race as well. So we'll see who Bob has pointed for each of those two races.
All right. Well, you know, we're not going to ask you for a pick today because obviously you haven't done any work at any of the racetracks. And so you're going to get all set up and ready for the big weekend, both football and horse racing. This is going to be fun, John. And, of course, unlike the weather in other parts of the country this weekend, Southern California is just going to be fine.
And, Ralph, remember, you know, starts the tomorrow card Saturday at Churchill Downs, all two-year-olds, and you still get that horse from Bob Baffert running today at Churchill, Barnes, a $3.2 million yearling.
Yeah.
Amazing how many two-year-olds they have back at Churchill Downs right now.
And, of course, that'll be the first horse that Bob Baffert runs since his suspension back with the Derby with Moderna Spirit. So it's going to be kind of fun to watch that, and we know that he wants to win it, especially with a high-profile horse like that. Can't wait to see Barnes run today at Churchill. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph, and that's race 7 today.
Race 7 today at Churchill. You got it, my man. All right, now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning. Jerry is not here. Okay, so we don't have Jerry. Jerry, as I say, I remind you that Jerry is right now traveling this morning, so we thought we might be able to get him, but remember, when we're talking about when you take plane flights, that there's going to be delays at the airports between the weather factors coming into place and the fact that they are a shortage. The FAA has a shortage of air traffic controllers. They still have that there, so you got to be patient there. So we'll wait for Jerry. Hopefully, he'll be at his destination tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. We will be here on Thanksgiving Day, as I say. We'll be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well at our usual start time at 7 a.m. It's going to be a very interesting week of racing, that's for sure. And real quick, taking a look at the Kentucky Derby Future Book. It is opening, of course, the Kentucky Derby Future Book, the Parimutuel one from Churchill Downs. And quite a few horses there with a lot of good prices on them, at least for the morning line prices. And as expected, when it comes this early in the year, they have 40 positions, okay? 38 are individual horses. 38 of them are individual horses. The 39th position will be, when you bet number 39 in that, it'll be all fillies, all three-year-old fillies that might run in the Kentucky Derby. That'll be position 39. Position 40, then, will be all other colts and geldings of three-year-olds that are not of the original 38 position. So you got all fillies as one, all other colts and geldings as the other. And, of course, you got 38 individual positions. So we're going to wait and see if maybe that horse today that runs for Bob Baffert may very well be one of the ones you want to play for all others. Who knows? I know it's early for the Kentucky Derby, but you can always think about the Kentucky Derby. And for Jerry Jackowitz, who isn't here, we wish you a great Thanksgiving Eve. We'll be back tomorrow on Turkey Day. In the meantime, you have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.